Brokaw Show with Anna DeVlantis on 720 WGN. Bob Baer joins us, most decorated clandestine CIA agent in history to be the most decorated that has been publicly acknowledged. I think this is the way to probably say that most accurately, is joining us. And the man that, you know, behind the book that became the movie Syriana. So this is a guy who knows a little something about the Middle East.
For sure.
He knows a little something about what's going on in Iran. And one must ask, after the Saudi oil fields were set ablaze by a drone attack over the weekend, do you believe that Iran was behind that, Bob Baer?
Oh, I most definitely do. I mean, the Houthis are good guerrilla fighters, but the chances of their picking the targets so well and taking Saudi oil offline, even with just half, is you just, you know, a bunch of guerrillas can't do that. They can fire a drone at a city, you know, and, you know, it blows up a, you know, intersection or something. But 10 strikes getting through Saudi radar, apparently all of them going off.
Super sophisticated.
Believe up till now. It takes a state to pull that off.
Okay. So the president says he's locked and loaded. He's waiting for confirmation from the kingdom, as he said. The kingdom has said that they believe that this is a direct result of the Iranians. What's next?
Well, look, the Houthis have said they're going to keep hitting oil facilities. And if they do, and they manage to take out, I don't know, 15% of traded oil coming out of the Gulf, I mean, the economy's in trouble. I mean, we can't do this forever. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is not enough to float the world on oil, losing Gulf oil. So this president is, you know, has got his back against the wall. He really does. He just can't ignore this. He's either got to capitulate to the Iranians, or he has to hit back in some way. And unfortunately, the only way we can hit back is strategic bombing. That will lead to escalation. That will lead to the Iranians flattening the Arab side of the Gulf, including the oil facilities. And I don't see a third answer to this. But you also have to keep in mind, Saudi Arabia brought this on. One is attacking Yemen in 2015, going to war with Yemen. Because Saudi Arabia always knew that Yemen was a problem, but what they did was they bought off the Yemeni tribes. And that was this long-standing policy run by the defense minister. And so this new guy, this kid comes along, he's, what, 28, when he takes this over, and starts bombing them, which is the last thing you want to do with Yemen. I mean, it's nutty. It's the place is already a powder keg. The Saudis don't, and then we back them up. And then we pull out of the nuclear agreement, and the Iranians flat out said, if we don't get to export oil, no one else will either. I mean, it is all lined up, and we've all badly played on our part. And the crown princes in Saudi Arabia and the Iranians are vicious murderers, and they know what they're doing.
Now, you mentioned Yemen is it's a really important point, because Yemen is a hotbed of terrorist activity around for the world, right? The Yemen has secured these high-tech bombers and other masterminds in the terrorism world.
Well, it's the Iranians that bring the expertise. The Iranians started this campaign against the West, or against Iraq in 81 in Lebanon. I was in there at the time. And they blew up the Iraqi embassy, and they started using proxies. So what the Iranians are doing are using the Yemenis as proxy, either in name or giving them weapons or whatever, just to drive Saudi Arabia into the ground and to drive us out of the Middle East. And I don't think this is desperate on the Iranians' part. I think this is a plan that they've had in the works for a long time. And, you know, I've just seen them beat us over and over again, because they do have loyal proxies all over the world, including Argentina, including Detroit.
The Houthis are saying that they'll strike again. What's to stop them at this point? What's to stop this?
Can I, before you answer that question, can I just seize on something? Mm-hmm. Detroit? What do you mean by Detroit?
They have stay behind cells, the Iranians in Detroit and Orange County and in New Jersey.
Hmm.
All right.
I know this for a fact. I worked for the Special Tribunal for Lebanon, and we saw them conduct an assassination out of New Jersey, out of a used car lot. You could see the metadata. Wow, so these guys can scare us. They're not going to bring this country down. They're not going to defeat us. They're not going to come across, you know, the Atlantic and get us. But they can cause chaos on a limited, you know, a number of attacks. I believe that they arrested one guy in New York named Karani, who was a famous Hezbollah guy that was running a stay behind cellar. That was last year.
But what can we do, though? I mean, right. Iran is not a winnable war for us either. Iran's very hard, like a lot of places in the, you know, around the world. But Iran would be very hard to actually invade. And it would be very costly for the United States.
We don't have the troops. We can bomb them, strategic bombing. We can use B-2 bombers. We can use cruise missiles. We can knock out their power plants, their infrastructure, some of their bases. But the problem is they get to retaliate against Israel from Lebanon using Hezbollah. They can retaliate in Syria. They can definitely retaliate, as we know, in Saudi Arabia. And they can push us by taking out oil, into a depression. Let's face it. Oil at $200 a barrel, I don't know the numbers that well, or $10 a gallon, throws the world into a depression. I mean, I think any economist will tell you that. And they are capable of doing that. And we knew this back in the 80s. We knew that if they took out Obcake or somebody else did, one of the towers there, you can take 7-8 million barrels of oil off the market, which is major economic damage. And that, those are just the hard numbers. I'm not talking about apocalypse here or anything like that. Those are the hard numbers.
Well, that makes me feel so much better. I feel like
it's darker than I thought.
Yeah. Well, all right. So what do they want, do you think, the Iranians?
They want the nuclear agreement back. They want to export oil, and they want to be recognized as a regional power, which they are, in fact.
And so do they represent a greater threat, do you think, Bob Baer, to global stability than North Korea?
Oh, absolutely, because the North Koreans are developing missiles and nuclear weapons, but you notice they're not dropping them on anybody. The Iranians just hit at the heart of the West's economy, and Asia's as well, which is what Obcake is. Right for the heart they went. That is the Achilles heel of the world economy. Take out Gulf Oil, particularly Obcake and a couple other facilities, and you determine the course of the next 20 years, what's going to happen. Because we can't get along without carbon fuels. We can't.
Right. No, certainly not for the next 50 years. Right. I mean, that's it.
No, I mean, you know, I'm all for solar, but it's just not there yet.
Yeah. All right. So
that's the good news.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, hey, you know, the Bears won yesterday. I don't know what when you look at the whole situation, and obviously this has been festering, you know, in the United States since 1979, right? When the Shah fell and there was the Islamic Revolution in Iran, and we just thought that was going to be a passing, just a religious revolution, and then eventually they would moderate because they want to be in the rest of the world, because the population isn't with the leadership. Not true.
Yeah, a bunch of crazy mullahs. They're going to get over this one day. There's going to be the Thermidor. We're going to, you know, make nice with them. But all along, we simply buried the intelligence, how capable they are. The Iranians, you will not remember this, but they took American hostages and held them in the Iranian embassy in Beirut. It's an act of war. They've attacked us numerous times, and there's good evidence they attacked the Marines and so on. They were at war with the United States. We decided it was too much trouble to go to war with Iran, and we kicked the can down the road.
Right. And so now, do we stand on the precipice of it if we don't capitulate?
That's up to this president. He didn't create this alone. You know, this isn't one of these things, hey, look what Trump did.
Right, for sure.
I mean, he went along with the Saudis and this war in Yemen because, you know, what do you do? Let's get it over quick. We don't understand Yemen. It's not our bailiwick. So we let that go along. And he just carried on policy of isolating Iran. He went too far, clearly. But now he's stuck. If he does nothing, and the Iranians say, well, let's take out Saudi Arabia's oil. Let's bring down the royal family. They will do it. Aren't we on the other hand, if we strike a strategic attack, they will pull out missiles out of caves, solid fuel rockets, and they will fire them on Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and all those places will burn.
So aren't we on the 40th anniversary of the Iranian Revolution right now?
Yeah, that's right. We are. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. We are, yes.
Yeah. So you wonder if this is some, if this is a marker for them in some ways that they're pushing on, because it would have been so 400. Take the inauguration minus 444 days, right, from January 20th, 1981, and then that would be the anniversary. So
yeah, they don't care about anniversaries. It's really a military dictatorship, Iran. It's the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which is a military force that runs proxies, which is doing the real damage. It's almost, I can't say they're independent because they answer to the supreme leader, but they are really sort of a force to themselves, and they know what they're doing. And they're very precise with their attacks. They're not like the Islamic State. They are out there. They know where we're weak, our Achilles heel, and that's the real problem.
So, all right. So, what are they getting out of it? It's just they're the powerful elites. Do they have international? Who's helping them internationally here? Who's siding with them?
Well, I mean, the North Koreans are, and the Russians are giving them weapons, but it's really their ability to conduct lethal attacks at very cheaply, which these drone attacks were. In Israel, in 2000, they killed the Israeli commander in Lebanon with an explosive form projectile. He was driving at 80 miles an hour, and they put this thing, this roadside bomb, through the back seat and killed him. And the Israelis said, "Uh-oh, we're out of here."
Yeah,
these guys know what they're doing.
All right, okay, Bob. It's a pleasant late summer,
Monday
early
morning,
early
Monday
fall,
afternoon.
Monday afternoon here in Chicago. Thanks very much.
Sure, thanks. Bye.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye, Bob. Whoa.
Yeah. I just wanted to seize on Detroit there for a moment.
You were right too. I wasn't sure he was going to elaborate, but he did. Okay. Very interesting.
All right, then.
Super scary.
Let's find out from Kim what's going on in the news at the top of the hour.
Well, you'll soon be paying more at the pump. We'll explain why coming up.